I'm raising the veil between me and my God. No separation, no distance at all. God is right here in my heart. God is right here in my heart. God is right here in my heart. I'm raising the veil.
I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconferenced prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We are delighted that you have joined us as a participant in the spiritual oasis. For those of you who with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Now let's join together in song with hymn number 30. And the words of this hymn are by the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy.
Brood o'er us with thy sheltering wing, 'neath which our spirits blend. Like brother birds that soar and sing,
again, everyone, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is obedience and spiritual growth. The hymns are 139, 92, and 30. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. From the Bible, Deuteronomy. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. Job. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay, and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is, by interpretation, sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Some said, "This is he." Others said, "He is like him." But he said, "I am he." Therefore said they unto him, "How were thine eyes opened?" He answered and said, "A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash.' And I went and washed, and I received sight." Mark. When he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these have I observed from my youth." Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me." And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possession. And Jesus looked round about and said unto his disciples, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of heaven?" And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again and saith unto them, "Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" And Jesus, looking upon them, said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." Then Peter began to say unto him, "Lo, we have left all and have followed thee." And Jesus answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake and the gospel, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life." Zechariah, "This shall come to pass if ye diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God." And from Science and Health, "Who is it that demands our obedience? Life, truth, and love are the only legitimate and eternal demands on man, and they are spiritual lawgivers enforcing obedience through divine statutes." Question: how can I progress most rapidly in the understanding of Christian Science? Answer: study thoroughly the letter and imbibe the spirit, adhere to the divine principle of Christian Science and follow the behests of God, abiding steadfastly in wisdom, truth, and love. In the science of mind, you will soon ascertain that error cannot destroy error. You will also learn that in science, there is no transfer of evil suggestions from one mortal to another. For there is but one mind, and this ever-present omnipotent mind is reflected by man and governs the entire universe. You will learn that in Christian Science, the first duty is to obey God, to have one mind, and to love another as yourself. We all must learn that life is God. Ask yourself, am I living the life that approaches the supreme good? Am I demonstrating the healing power of truth and love? If so, then the way will grow brighter unto the perfect day. Your fruits will prove what the understanding of God brings to man. Hold perpetually this thought, that it is the spiritual idea, the Holy Ghost and Christ, which enables you to demonstrate with scientific certainty the rule of healing, based upon its divine principle, love, underlying, overlying, and encompassing all true being. To ascertain our progress, we must learn where our affections are placed and whom we acknowledge and obey as God. If divine love is becoming nearer, dearer, and more real to us, matter is then submitting to spirit. The objects we pursue and the spirit we manifest reveal our standpoint and show what we are winning. Let us rid ourselves of the belief that man is separated from God and obey only the divine principle, life and love. Here is a great point of departure for all true spiritual growth.